And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now I should be joined on the line by Sinead Nolan. Good morning to you, Sinead.
Good morning, Debbie. How are you?
Great. And Sinead, you're speaking to us now from Crumlin Hospital, the Children's Medical Research Foundation. Tell us a little bit about this and what you plan to do for Christmas with the regarding the Christmas jumpers.
The Crumlin Medical Research Foundation is the principal fundraising body for Our Lady's Children's Hospital in Crumlin, and also the National Children's Research Centre, which is also in the hospital. So we drive fundraising to allow research in the cause of treatment, care, prevention of childhood illness and disease. And we support a kind of a wraparound service as such for the families and the children involved. We support equipment and facilities and assistance to patients. There's an overall kind of care involved for everyone involved.
Yeah, the work that the doctors and nurses do in Crumlin is just amazing. And it's an old, and we know it's going to be moved soon, but how old is the hospital?
The fundraising body was started when the hospital, so it's over 60 years old. It was built obviously in a time where it wasn't able to respond to what it's required to do now. So obviously the hospital will move in time, but at the moment, like, there's over 120,000 children a year attending the hospital. So in the interim, we've got to look after those children that are coming in over the next couple of years.
And I've read just yesterday that there's over 100 babies born every month that will need the help from Crumlin Hospital.
Yeah, there's roughly 5,000 babies born or will be born in the next month, and 100 of those roughly will need our help to survive. Some of them will have a fight for the first breath. Some of them will have small medical procedures when they're born, and some of them will have a fight for life as such, and some will have like a battle with acute illness throughout their childhood. So we're asking schools if they will join us, the parents, the doctors, the nurses, the scientists, and step up with to do whatever it will take. So our hashtag will be whatever it takes this year, and we're running a Christmas jumper day for the fight for childhood illness. So we're asking all the schools, will they wear their Christmas jumper? That's simply all they need to do, and donate to the cause. And we supply packs that will help that day be as fun as possible. So we supply balloons and posters and buckets and stickers and anything they need to help run the day. They can contact myself here at snolan@cmrs.org or log on to our website for more details.
And is this the first year you've come up with this idea, or has it been going a few years?
No, it's been going a couple of years, and we have continued support of a number of schools. This year we brought Anna Geary came on board with us to be the face for Christmas Jumper Day, and we're hoping to maybe reach out to more schools over the course of the next couple of weeks with the run-up to Christmas. So we're aiming to hopefully raise €50,000, which would be obviously a huge amount that could make a great difference. Anna is helping us get that message out there, which we really appreciate.
Yeah, I mean, the work, I've seen so many babies been born in Ireland, and so many sick babies and young children. Would you not put this out to workplaces as well as schools?
Well, we are putting it out to workplaces also. And the aim of the campaign had started with schools. However, we are delighted to say that over the last couple of days, we've had a huge response from companies as well and small businesses, hair salons, local shops, and parents from the children in the school that also want to do their bit outside the school. So we're really appreciated. I mean, fundraising is very hard, and we appreciate any help we can get, and we're delighted with the response so far. So, and we hope it keeps up.
That's brilliant. And how, once again, do they get in touch if they want to get the buckets and stuff like that?
So if they can email snolan@cmrs.org, They can phone us here if they want on 709-1700. And one of our staff will take the call, and we'll make sure that you get your pack sent out to you once you're registered for the event.
Okay, I'll get you through that phone number out again in a few minutes before we finish the show. Just before I let you go, I know you're probably busy there, Sinead. Apart from doing this Christmas jumpers, what else do you do throughout the year to help fundraise for the foundation?
Oh, we fundraise hard all year. However, we do depend on a lot of the fundraising is done by local communities, local organisations. With thanking them, we just can't work without them. We're a small enough organisation for the amount of money that we need to raise. So we do events around the country, such as runs and walks and bake sales and challenge events. But often we're supported by local communities, which is fantastic, and we just can't work without them. So it's really a partnership with everybody that supports us.
Yeah, and I suppose you really only see the full impact when you're in a place like Crumlin Hospital. I mean, I've been in a few times when the children were young and that, and I just found them such a great... the nurses, the work they do, the doctors, is just phenomenal. And then even down to the people who help the children too, in the little play area, to even have them toys there and the donations of toys from people. I mean, people are very generous as well. But every little thing like that helps when you're stuck in that environment.
Every little thing helps. And when I said we supply a wraparound service, we often support the families that are involved with the sick children. And as you know, often siblings would spend a lot of time in the hospital with their parents looking after the sick child that's in the family. So we try and support them as much. And there's a lot of additional services that we provide, such as holistic therapies, that will accompany the medicine, and also the parents will also be invited to those therapies, because it will help sometimes with them with the coping aspect of the illness. We also help support the hospital in ways of play therapists, play rooms, facilities for the children to play, and also we've recently put in over the last couple of years teenage dens for the teenagers who don't want to be hanging around all day with 2-year-olds. They want their own space. Having teenagers myself, I know that's so important for them, where they can go and have their own time and their own space. And facility wise we have fully revamped the cardiac and the oncology wards, which make a huge difference for privacy for the patients that are so, so sick and really, really need that space for themselves, and just becoming a top-class facility in those two areas in particular.
It's great. Now, I know I'm going back a few years and I was in there like that in the cardiology. My daughter had a heart operation, and the rooms for the parents were quite old, and I know there wasn't that many of them. Now, I know last week we did an interview with a girl that is running the McDonald's, run McDonald's house, and there's more room, which is great. It's a great achievement to have that there, because I'm from Dublin, which isn't too bad. I can come and go, but every mother wants to stay with their child when they're sick. But people coming up from the country, like it's such an expense to try and get a bed and breakfast, so it's a great to have that there. So when you move over to James's, will all the facilities go with you to the new hospital?
Yeah, well, that's very much in the planning stages at the moment. I think we're probably about maybe 5 or 6 years away from this, but at the moment we're putting all that on the table, and everything will be moved along. I would say over the next 6 months we'll have clearer answers on how we will transition from one to the other. However, the aim would be to probably bring as much of an increase in a service. So I would reckon, if anything, this organisation will just grow. Obviously, we're going to go to a state-of-the-art building, and there will be different needs involved. So that's very much at a planning stage, but definitely being discussed at the moment.
Great. And in the meantime, you're still doing all the promoting and still trying to keep up the fundraising. Do you find people in Ireland are good when it comes to fundraising, especially for children?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. Like I said earlier, we just could not function without the help. We have long-time supporters. We have supporters that just want to make a difference because they've had a child in the hospital or they've had a niece or a nephew. Like, it affects so many families. Mm. And the amount of people that have devastating issues to get over, and their first port of call is to come back to us and ask how can they help. So we really, really appreciate that, you know, in such hard times. They just want to give back. So we completely depend on the support of local communities, and we're forever thankful.
It's great. Well, I found the support in Crumlin just absolutely brilliant. I went in there very nervous, didn't know what I was facing, and I got a phone number from somebody from Heart Children Ireland. They're an organisation to help children going through, help the parents really when children are going through surgery and that, and they were a great help. And the support I got in Bowman or in Crumlin going back 15 years was absolutely great. So do keep up the good work, Sinead. It is a great hospital, and I hope when you move, and it's about 5 years away, you're saying, what's going to happen to Crumlin? What's going to happen to that lovely building when you move?
I don't think that's been confirmed yet. I'm sure something will be decided upon fairly soon, because obviously everything is in the planning stages. Mm. But in the interim, like I said, like, we've over 120,000 children attending the hospital every year for the next 5 years. That's a lot of work still to be done there. So it's very much in use and very much
very busy.
Yeah, in need of continued support. Yeah.
And I know a couple of years going back, you mightn't even know about this, Sinead, was a time capsule. Did you remember anything to do with that?
There's
some time capsule. I must have a read for it again. I know that there was a time capsule put in there, whether that'll be left there or moved or whatever. But anyway, keep up the good work. And before you go, Sinead, will you just give out the email address and the phone number, or if anyone wants to donate, if they can't do a collection on the day or get there, if they want to donate to the organisation, can they do that as well?
That's fantastic. Thanks so much, Debbie, for your time. If anyone out there is interested in taking part in our Christmas Jumper Day, please call 709-1700 and ask for Sinead. Or you can email me directly on snolan@cmrf.org.
Great. Great. I'll read that out again at the end of the show. Listen, Sinead, thanks a million for joining us this morning, and good luck with the is it a day event?
It can be a day event in the school, but everybody in the schools, in different schools, choose their own date. Yeah. So it's any time between now and Christmas.
Oh, great. Okay, so they can choose the day they want themselves. Okay, Sinead, thanks a million for talking to us today on Lifeline.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.